words to our Lord. I got one to eat a lot into my time. Four is never going to come up with, right? There was a certain number of people that were going to come out with some boxes. They had these incredible feats. What they're doing by it is incredible. But the body of Christ has talent too. The last 2 weeks have been reminded that we are better together when we have an accurate body image. When we understand what God has placed us in the body of Christ, in the image of church, to be what He wants us to be. And when we consider and honor all the different parts of the body that's necessary and valuable, the church is healthier and more like what Jesus can be in the church to be. The image we need to have is that I need it, and so are you. And yes, we have to thank you for all those people who give us their gifts. But it's in every church. It's called the gift of helps for service. And we don't listen to that. We function best when we all do what we were created, called, and gifted to do. In fact, the church of Jesus functions best as a local body. Each congregation fulfills the role and the mission in the context of the rest of the body of Christ. We don't need to be like the church down the street. And then Jesus would say, well, if the whole church is all the same, we'd all be a glory to be. I'm exactly why I don't get along with myself sometimes, right? I'm here now, part of the right? But it's interesting because the uniqueness of the body, there's a reason why the body isn't all the same, because it's not all the same part. In the body, Christ, I don't need to be like the church down the street. That is, we're probably not meant to be. They are serving in their function and way, in our function in the body of Christ, for the glory of God and the service of Jesus Christ. Just like they want to do that, what do you do? Not all supposed to be the same. But how do we do what we are meant to do if we don't know what that is? If we don't know what part we are, if we don't know what gift or gifts we can do, that's why I started off today by saying, why do I do that? Several spiritual gifts that God has given His people. And we're going to start with today's passage, but we're going to be all over the Bible. If you don't like the Bible, don't go to the Bible. But if you don't like it, there's going to be a lot of Bible today. And you're going to have to try to keep up. I'm going to try to get this all in before lunchtime so you can take this with you. This passage, I hope you can understand it. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27 through 31, the first half of that, is our main passage that we have today. You are the body of Christ, and the individual members of it. But God has appointed, That's word first realized, God appointed, not just man appointed, not just simply nomination man appointed, but God, not just individual church membership appointed, but God appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, and miracles, and giving gifts of healing, helping, administrating, and various kinds of Thank you. years of discernment between spirits of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, in the first four verses, listen to Paul says, Thank you. there's just a unique type of person where, like a mother Teresa, like somebody who, like, as a kid grows up, like, their arms are wrapped around everybody. They just pick people up in their arms and just, you know, I think you're the most loved, sorry. This is what I've ever had to change about a career. Like, every time they run into people, so I might be like, this part was all done. Why? Because, yes,
Thank you.
the Spirit brings. We see that when seeking the gifts God has given us, we should be guided by the fruit the Spirit brings. As we look for our gift or our gifts, we should also recognize what produces love. Thank you.
Thank you.